VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
Really?
Really.
Oh, okay. This segment is brought to you by TerraPeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Guess what we're talking about? eBay on eBay Radio, 888-RADIO-30. It's also known as 888-723-4630.
And we were talking about the gal whose vase was estimated at $8,500 or something.
I hope it is.
You were telling her to be really careful about
that. Yeah, be careful.
It may not be worth that on the market.
Right. I've seen so many dreams crushed by overarching appraisals.
Definitely. Okay, we have another contact us email.
People have had to go on medication because of appraisals that are too high.
I'm sure.
I've seen lives ruined. See, total
people
chaos.
People have been in the gutter.
Total chaos. Dogs
it
and cats living together.
Someone who isn't horrible, though, is Anne from Los Gatos, California.
Yes.
She's known on eBay as AmpSales03.
Okay.
She said, Griff, I am so excited. Well, you know, she wants this to go out to our audience in case you can't help or maybe somebody knows what's going on here.
Yeah.
She says, I'm so excited about the notion of using a thermal printer. Cost saving, time efficiency, etc. I got a super deal on a new Brother QL710W.
Mm.
It's wireless and slick.
Mm.
This printer is designed and marketed as a great way to print shipping labels from eBay.
Mm.
In speaking with Brother Tech Support, they have verified and showed me the documentation that lists this printer as an eBay shipping label option printer.
Oh, dear.
When I call eBay Tech Support for help three times, 32 minutes, 47 minutes, 59 minutes on hold, I've been told they basically have no fix and say it must be a problem with Brother. The printer works beautifully in all test applications, but eBay shipping labels. I've tried message boards, which I actually need tutorials on because I find this challenging as well. Please, can someone out there help me figure this out? Thank you so much, Anne.
Yeah, I don't think that that's one of our supported printers, so I'd be really surprised that someone would have said that. And I know that that isn't what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry. So I can find the list. I have it printed somewhere. I'm looking right now. So give me a second.
Okay.
Just want to pull that up. So I have to go to this page. All right. So here are the Brother printers that are supported by eBay currently. There's only four of them. There's the Brother QL500, the Brother QL550. The Brother QL570, and my favorite, because it prints in the 4x6 format, those others don't, the Brother QL1050. So what was the one that she mentioned again?
She mentioned the QL710W.
That is not supported by eBay.
Hmm.
So someone sold you a bill of goods. I apologize for that. It wasn't eBay, though. If you can return it, you should. I recommend either the Brother QL1050 or our favorite, the workhorse, the one that never fails, is the Zebra LP2844. And it has different versions.
I'm sorry, what is it? It's the Zebra?
Zebra LP2844. There are tons of them available on eBay.
You said LP, right?
LP as in Patty Duke.
L as in love.
L as in love me tender.
Got it.
2844, and there's variations. There's 2844Z, I think there's another one. But either one of those work. The LP2844. And there's also the TLP2844, and that one works as well. These are excellent printers. The reason why you want a thermal printer, they're just a lot easier to use. They print on... the thermal printers, the Zebra printers print on, they're pre-sized. So they're 6x4 and then they have a adhesive backing and you just peel off the back. But they print on those specific labels which have perforations between them. The other thing that the Brother does this differently. The Brother printer will print 4x6 or actually... some variations of that. You could print a 4x10 if you wanted to, and then it cuts it itself. There's no perforations. Those are the big differences. I've used both. I like both. I prefer the Zebra.
All right. Well said. Thank you for that information. Sean from Hillsdale, Michigan, known on eBay as Sean D. U.S. Sean is a first-time caller. We adore first-time callers. He wants us to dish a listing. And if you can hold on, Sean, we have a report that we have to do, and we'll be with you in just a moment. So please hold on for us, because right now it is time to go to Eric Nash from Stamps.com, and I don't have my sheet in front of me to say here it is. Now we go to El Segundo, California for our shipping report with Eric Nash, brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage from your PC.
I love it.
Hope you're better than I am.
Hello, Griff. Hope you guys are both doing great today. By the way, I love that last segment or that last caller about the about thermal printers and your explanation, Griff. Thermal printers are awesome and huge time savers, and you can find really good used thermal printers on eBay.
So yes, you can.
If you want to cut the prices down, definitely check on eBay. Anyway, for my shipping tip today, as everybody hopefully knows already, the USPS reduced prices quite a bit for priority mail here about a week and a half back. It's very exciting news. They're down by as much as $14.89 for a particular package. So it's just great stuff. It's a kind of a nice thing to see. And typically rates are always going up from the shipping carriers, and the USPS kind of give everybody a good early Christmas present here. But I wanted to let everybody know we just produced a great guide. It kind of highlights all the different priority mail changes. It's actually got the new rates for all three rates, which includes post office rates, commercial base, and commercial plus. And it also shows the discount of what it was before. So most of these new rates are lowered in weights 5 pounds up to 25 pounds and from zones 1 to 4. So they're a little bit closer on the zones. But it's just great stuff. I want everybody to take a look at it. You can find the guide at our blog, at the stamps.com blog, which is just blog.stamps.com. And so we hope everybody downloads it. It's absolutely free. You don't have to input an email address or anything. Just click on the link, and a PDF will open up. Well, that's it. I'm headed back to you.
Thank you so much, Eric. We appreciate it. And that's Eric Nash from stamps.com, of course. And we have.
So I want to read an email. This is for the last question that came in about thermal printers. This is somebody who's also an expert. It's Ed's E-Threads on the chat board. He said, to the caller, you have to lower your security settings to allow your computer to work with the Brother printer, as there is a Java issue, and or select a different Brother printer, even if it's near not exact model. It should still work. So he says he has a QL700, but he selects the QL550 as there's no option for my exact model, the 700, and apparently it works for him. I've tried that with other. I have different types of Brother printers, and also a different types of Zebra printers, and it hasn't worked for me. If it's when I've tried to utilize an existing printer, for me that resulted in disaster. So that's why I don't recommend it. If you have a workaround, Mazel Tov, I'm loath to suggest it to someone else, because most of our sellers are really good at selling. They're entrepreneurs. They're not necessarily computer geniuses. They don't pretend to be, and they can get flummoxed pretty quick. The security settings for Java, this is an issue that's ongoing, and it's whenever you have to print a single label. The cool thing about the thermal printers is that if you have, or any printer really, but thermal printers, you use the bulk feature. If you've sold more than two items, or if you have more than one item to print, using the bulk feature is highly recommended, because what it does is it doesn't use Java. It creates the labels in their right size in a PDF file, which then prints out perfectly, and there's none of that is Java going to work issue. So I hate the way we interface with Java. Shipping team told me that they're looking to get rid of it completely and simply rely on PDF, even for single labels, which works very well, especially after this spring's security change, which flew through all of us who sell on eBay into a kind of a tizzy, because suddenly it didn't work, And if you're trying to conduct an effective business and make your customers happy, you don't want anything blocking you from the ability to print labels.
So we have a listing to dish.
Oh, good.
Sean is on the line with us, but before we go to Sean, let me give out the item number.
Yes.
It is item number 1614-2043-3415. Again, that's 1614-2043-3415. Sean is from Hillsdale, Michigan, known on eBay as Sean D. U.S. Hey, Sean, thank you for coming on to have your listing dished.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Our pleasure. So it's a...
Acadia men's raincoat.
Yeah, and that's... Oh, should we wait? Because we're going to only have 1 minute left, or...
Yeah.
So I just want to give you something to think about before we go on the break, and then we'll come back with the dishing. And that is your title. Think about what else you could have put in there to actually...
That is a big question.
Sorry? That's your big question?
Yes, sir. That's my big question.
All right, so we'll talk more about it when we come back after the break, but there's definitely opportunities here to put more keywords to get this captured by more buyer eyeballs. And we'll go into it in detail after the break. This segment, however, was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Up next, we'll have our very last segment. We'll continue with our dishing of this listing. Stay tuned for more on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name-brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rockin' Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house, anywhere in the continental USA for just $10 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com, register, it's free, and you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 284.
Great customer service will keep your customers coming back. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media. He's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller Third Power Outlet. He says you have to think about the customer and...
empathize. Kind of put yourself in their position and understand that it's business and never personal. They don't know you from Adam. They will write it as though they know you, that they think you are a ripoff and you're trying to scam somebody. They'll write it, but honestly, they have no idea who you are, so do not take it personal.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, Here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And today's very last segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. We're on the line with Sean. We're dishing a listing. Want to give that item number out again, Lee?
I absolutely do want to give it out again. It is 1614-2043-3415. I have some ideas for his title right off the bat.
Sure, what are they?
Annapolis Naval Academy. Very important, because it says, the logo on it says Annapolis.
Yes.
So he should have put Annapolis, maybe even Naval Academy.
Yes.
In there.
Absolutely.
It also is the kind that has the, it's PVC. He could put PVC.
Yes.
In there.
How do you know it's PVC, by the way?
Because he says it down in his...
I see. Okay, right.
In his description.
Okay.
He says it.
Right.
And it's also the kind that has the corduroy lined collar and cuffs.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to put that in the title.
Okay, but certainly Naval
You're
Academy
missing something.
Annapolis.
Yeah. You're missing a very important something.
What am I missing?
The size.
Oh, yes.
So I would have said
XL.
This. Right.
Well,
I would have said...
It's XL.
Right.
Right, but it's not in your title. That helps.
Okay.
So my title for this, if I was listing the item, would be Acadia's Men's PVC Raincoat Size XL Navy Annapolis. I think that's it.
Yeah, that'd do it.
That would do it. Oh, yellow, of course. I forgot to use the word yellow. Remember, people might be searching for a yellow raincoat. And if they use the word yellow in their search and your title doesn't have that word in it, they're not going to see your item.
I think his pictures are pretty good.
Now he gets it. Great. Your pictures are actually not bad. I do have one recommendation. I'd crop them. So you've got a lot of the background, the maroonish purple background showing to the left and right. You can, when you upload the pictures beforehand, there's a little edit feature in the uploader that lets you crop. It's a recommendation. It's not absolutely critical, but what it does is if you crop out that extra stuff in their search results page, those little gallery images, and that would be the first one, it would make your... The raincoat itself look larger because it's going to look a little smaller.
It pops out.
Yeah, it pops out better. I normally don't recommend colored backgrounds, but I got to say it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's
all right. And what I love is that you've got the front and the back and the close-ups. These are exactly the right photos. So I have to say your photos are really good. I'm going to give you high marks on those.
Good. Okay.
And then his
Griffin Lee, you're here with my wife as well. She's my eBay assistant.
I assumed it was either that or suddenly your voice went up several octaves.
Yeah. Hello there, wife.
Hello, wifey.
Wife of Sean. How are you?
Who must have a name.
Christina.
Christina. Welcome to the show, Christina.
And so down underneath, the item specifics are not bad. You had an opportunity. You could have put PVC in there.
The material.
You could have put a lot of different. You could have put the corduroy in there.
And I can think of something else. Hold on a
right.
minute. Let me just check
for the title.
Listing? You're speaking about the listing specifically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is this item available for sale outside of the United States? Are you selling internationally?
You know what? I don't do a lot internationally. In fact, practically nothing.
Oh, okay.
Just because we're new at it, and we're a little skeptical yet about doing that.
It's really easy. You can join the GSP, the Global Shipping Program, or not. You can ship it yourself. But there's one for apparel like this. There's one item specific that's the country of manufacture, and you really want to include that. This is made in China, and it's important to state that.
Okay.
And I will tell you, there are a lot of people out there. By the way, I started first grade at the Naval Academy. Don't laugh. I did.
Yeah.
My father was a teacher there, an instructor at the Naval Academy at the time, and that's where I started first grade.
Good.
There are people all over the world. Looking for this. Looking for things from Annapolis, from the Naval Academy. This would be...
Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So not offering it internationally, you may be losing customers. So your description has everything that's correct. It's just the layout. It's hard to read when it's a paragraph.
So we always, Lee and I recommend always having the item details in short phrases and on separate lines. So it would say, this raincoat is pre-owned. Next line. Excellent condition.
You know what? I picked up on that last week when I was listening to eBay Radio.
Yeah.
And I picked up on that. Now my listings will be changed to doing just line by line, exactly like that.
And one other thing it's missing. You've got the measurements for the length of the seams, both inner and outer. You need a chest measurement. So because XL is not a standard measurement, it gives people a rough idea, and they search for it. But then they look for the measurement. So I, for any top apparel for a man, I say take a measurement from armpit to armpit and either double it or indicate that it's armpit for armpit and showing that measurement in inches. And if you do offer it... If you do offer it, and if you do offer it internationally, also provide the metric measurements because inches mean nothing outside of the United States today.
Gotcha. Okay.
But rather, you know, I think as an effort, though, I think it's pretty good. I just want people to find it. So you need those keywords. I give you 4.9.
4.9. That's a good one.
Here's my thing, okay? You know, I only right now have about 87-90 items listed.
Oh, that's pretty, that's good.
56 of those are showing up on my page.
You're going to have to call us back on Tuesday with that one, honey.
Or you can email me if it's a particular issue you would like me to
email griff@ebay.com.
Because the show is over. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. We'll be live on Tuesday with our regular show. Join us there. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
Markdowns, what a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
34 hoops. 35 hoops. 36 hoops.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.